Hey, don't fall asleep yet. Oh, great. You're still awake. Good evening, handsome. I hope you rested well. I didn't want to wake you up when you were already asleep, but you're not. I apologize for keeping you awake. Probably didn't expect a woman to suddenly be on your bed, let alone myself. Who am I? Really? You haven't seen any resemblance yet? I give you a hint. Do you see that statue over there, made out of pure gold? Or that painting of a woman next to it? A woman so beautiful, all the flowers in the world are ashamed to bloom in her presence. Both statue and painting poor attempts at capturing her beauty. The beauty of a goddess. The very goddess whose temple we are in right now. The very goddess who you have served faithfully for many years? Now catching on? Notice any resemblance? Yep, that is me. I am the goddess of love, arrived from the heavens to pay her favorite mortal a visit. No, this is not a joke. I am actually the goddess of this temple. The very one you made an oath to all those years ago. Is my body not proof enough? I mean, just compare me to the mosaic at the ceiling or the face stitched on the pillow you're using. Ah, there we go. Now you're in the picture. You look cute. Oh, shocked. Does it surprise you? Me being in your presence? Tell me, do I look like you imagined I would? Or do I surpass these expectations? Imagine many a man would kill to be in your position right now. Seeing the most beautiful among the gods with your own eyes, wearing, oh, so little. Nothing, in fact, except lingerie. Nothing but mere scraps of clothes in black, white, and gold, hiding her body. Such impossible short panties. My pussy lips almost exposed through the fabric. My pitiful excuse for a bra, straining to contain my tits. Well, mortal, what do you want to do? Do you feel inspired by what you see? Motivated to do something?
Huh? Hey! Don't move! Stop it! You don't need to kneel!
Ugh. Thank me you stopped shifting around. You shouldn't move at all like that. You're covered in wounds from defeating that beast. You know, it has been a terror for centuries on the continent. Actual demigods have fallen to it. And yet, my amazing champion managed to slay it. But at what cost? You are amazing. I don't think there is a single hero that has accomplished as much as you. And that, After you picked me as your patron? Not a war god or anything like that, but me. You're the first to worship me and want to become a hero in spite of it. Usually it's just hedonists, prostitutes, and playboys. Very rarely an artist or the like. But wanting to help people? To think you picked me, you would have had an easier time with just about anyone else. I can't offer that many gifts after all. And yet, here you are. Yet another beast slain and another 1,000 lives saved or avenged. Please, don't move. Thank you. I was on the edge of my seat having to watch the healers try to keep you from bleeding out. I don't think I was ever this scared in my life. Even when the primordial ones tried to make all of us extinct. Maybe I can try to kiss it better. No! Please just keep lying down. Okay? Okay. Thank you. Just keep still and let your goddess kiss your pain away. This is making you feel better. Stop moving. Oh, these poor wounds on my hero. So many scars. Where is this one from? Right on your chest. This must have been from a claw. Your arm. Those bulging muscles dressed in bandages. Those abs. Feeling better yet? Should have gotten rid of most of the pain. I'm sorry. This is a lot for you, isn't it? I mean, you never saw me until today. In person, at least. But I saw you. I saw you struggle. I saw you fight. I saw you grow up into a such wonderful man. The greatest of man. But you're simply immortal. All these times you could have died. With every war, every fight, every monster hunt, you could have... I cannot bear that thought. I am powerful. But there are other gods, and I cannot just so casually break the laws of the universe. The realm of the dead belongs to the dead. A god who tried to seduce death learned that the hard way. He threw quite a tantrum when he couldn't return. If you had died, I'd lose you to the underworld. I wouldn't be able to see you again. I am sure you would be happy there. After all you've done. I talked with the goddess of death about you the other day. You don't need to fear the end of your life. You've done so much good. The goddess herself was at a loss for how to best reward you. How does a harem of houri sound? On a beautiful island where the sand is made of gold and an ocean of fine wine, being invited to feasts of other legends like yourself and being welcomed as one of their own. Would that be something you want? I hope not. I need to confess something to you, my champion. I am selfish. I have had many adventures as a love goddess. Gods and mortals alike had me in their fantasies. Occasionally, I had visited some. But it was never as passionate as I hoped. Then, I met you. You lit such a fire within me. My thoughts are clouded by you every hour of the day. I have not much to do as a goddess of love. The red strings of fate can govern themselves well enough, leaving me with much free time. Time I spent watching you as you train, sweat rolling down your toned body as you sleep, making such adorable noises. I didn't want to do anything else. And eventually I realized watching wasn't enough for me anymore. I want to be with you. I need to be with you. So, I have made a plan. Do you see this? Yes, this is a collar. The gods of crafts helped me make it. Isn't it beautiful? It looks like the most prized treasure in the world. Such gold chain, made of the rarest metals in the universe, even to the gods. Do you see the single red gem is at its front? Right above a golden colored ring. But mortal, not only such precious materials were involved in the crafting, but blood as well. Your blood. And mine. Some of your precious red life liquid I stole from you as you rested from your wounds. And alongside it, some of mine. My radiant golden essence. It was necessary for the enchantment. One enchantment, you ask? Oh, it's simple. I explain. This collar can enslave a goddess. Yes, you heard me right. I meant to enslave divinity itself. It is a very ancient technique lost to time. Except, I happened to come across it. Don't ask how it was. Quite the ordeal. No one knows this technique still exists. Even the god who forged this for me Didn't know, just thought I had some weird request. It took me a while to figure the spell out. I had only one shot at this. Either way, with the collar as a base, he does good work. I was able to cast the spell. It is a complex one, and still not set in stone, but the beginning is done. There were a lot of requirements, potent power of the caster, essence of the two individuals involved, one master and one slave, and now, here it is. This collar is more than just some magical craft. It is unbreakable even to the gods' power. No force in the universe could ever break, destroy it, or even so as much as damage it, binding to their soul and essence. And once it is locked on someone, it will never open again, for all eternity. And now, I need to put it on. Please, put it on me. I understand your shock, but I thought about this well, and the spell also affects the master. The one who this collar is locked on will forever be in their prime, as will be their master. The goddess's lifespan will be shared with the master. I am immortal, which means you would become as well, forever remaining in perfect health. In return, I will lose my power. Once the collaring is complete, my divine might will be gone. I will be a goddess in name only, an immortal beauty, but unable to even so much as cast a single spell. But you will gain my power. It will transfer to the master, and they will become a god, an immortal free from the constraint of dead. And I shall forever be with you, as your devoted slave goddess. I know this is a lot to ask of, but please, please be my master. I don't care about my power or divinity anymore. All I want, all I need, is you. I truly do mean everything I say. You've done so much, not just for the people, but for me. Oh, screw it. Just out with it. I love you, my champion. I said it. You look so cute, all flustered. But yes, I love you. I know it seems like a joke or like a trick, but it is true. Never in all my life did I feel this warmth and joy in my heart just from knowing you exist. I want to feel this way forever, and to lose you would be more than I could bear. So, I searched long and far for how to solve this issue, and this was the only method I found. Which is why, my champion, I ask you, will you be my master? And be with me for eternity? I can understand if you say no. You will. Are you sure? You need to be certain about this. There will be no way out afterwards. for either of us. The collar can't be broken. You will become a god, but lose your mortality. There will be no afterlife for you, or more quests for heroism. You will live in the divine realms. They are vast, incredibly so, and beautiful. But they won't be Earth. You could come back and visit, but you're forbidden from interfering in any matters, as is a divine decree. Oh, now it is settling in, isn't it? You have done so much. Bled and fought and suffered. More than most a man could ever dream or hope so. And after today, you nearly died. If you ask me, you deserve to rest. You earned it, over and over. You deserve to retire in pleasure and luxury. But I will not force you. If I am certain? Well, yes. I have thought about this for a long time, and my resolve is unshaken. I want to be yours. Will you own me? Give up your heroic life for this bliss you can have with me? I can't believe you said yes. I am so happy I could cry. Okay then, let us do it. Here, take the collar. Let me just... Okay. I get into position. There are 3 steps to complete the spell. First, you need to put it on me. Then I cast the spell, and finally you need to make love with me. Are you ready? You are? Great! It's... Oh, wow. I never expected it to be like this. My heart is racing with anticipation. Please, Master, collar me. Your hand is so strong and putting away my hair. The collar. I feel it on my throat. Just one more thing. You did it. After all the times I imagined how it would be, it is finally here. It feels so snug and tight on my throat, so heavy and firm and secure. I like this feeling. You just became my master. Oh, Master, thank you. I can't thank you enough. You're gonna be such a great master. Wait, we're not done yet. I still need to make the spell permanent. Master, can I make a request? Touch me as I make the incantation. I like to feel all I can enjoy for eternity as I do so. You were touching my breast. No, your breast. Ugh. You are playing with them so well. so rough and gentle at the same time. Right, the spell, the last spell I'll ever cast.
De attentua in veniculus amor. Sovernete e demonis in aterum. Eus venicul sent eos vita nova.
It is done. I'm fine. I am fine. I just... I can actually feel myself losing the power. Like I am bleeding out. Only it feels so much better. Like my entire being is coming out of all the divinity I've had for ages. And yet I feel myself being filled, as if some primal lust is overtaking me. I know what lust and love feels like, but this is so... It feels so freeing. Your arms. So strong and safe. I feel like I am becoming undone in them. I never felt more vulnerable, and yet I cannot stop smiling. Tell me, do you feel yourself being affected yet too? Like something divine and supreme is flowing through your veins? Well, maybe you will after we are done. There is one last part in the process after all. The very first act of love between master and slave. The first of many. Well, what do you wait for? Ravage me, my champion. Make the last bit of godhood come out of me. Yes, by the gods, I've craved this for so long. So wild, like a beast, my beast. A beast, a manly, godly beast, towering above me. I can't take it anymore. Please, master. Oh, gods. It's even better than I thought. So hard and big. You have a wonderful cock, master. I looked at it from afar so long when you pleasured yourself. I know how big you were, but to still have it in front of me. All the nights I watched you stroke this cock and be jealous of your hands for touching it instead of mine. I'm ready. Fuck me. Oh, fuck this divine cunt like the lonely slave she is. Yes, God, yes. Fuck, I'm so close.
Yes, so close. Yes, yes. Fuck me into slavery. Wait. No, no, please, master. Why are you stopping? You're pulling out. I was so close. Please, master, why? Huh? You're moving towards my face. Yes, yes, master, give me your... Your cock is so delicious, master. I am addicted already. This is better than ambrosia. So good. I can't even take it all in. More. I don't need air. I just need you. You came down my throat. You came down my throat. I could taste you. Your seed. I can already taste the god inside of you. Delicious. So tasty. Screw ambrosia. I only want the... You are still hard. Your cock is still so hard and erect. This sheer vigor, even before you ascended, you really are a beast. My tits! You go for my tits next? Yes, please, master. They are your tits. You shoved it right in. You just don't stop. Do you enjoy my master's breasts? Do you enjoy how full and succulent they are enveloping your cock? Do you enjoy my breasts, master? Do you enjoy how full and succulent they are enveloping your cock? You're playing with them like a new toy. I hope you have as much fun as I do. It's so, so big. It almost reaches my freshly fucked lips. Master, may I kiss your cock? Thank you, master. I can feel how you twitch. Don't hold back. Again, all over my face. You are a natural at this, master. I wonder, is it the collar that makes you so bold all of a sudden?
the spark of godhood? If so, I will have much to look forward to. Well, master, you taste my mouth, my tits. Will you go back to pounding my pussy?
Hey, my ass? My divine, firm ass is next?
To think you'd go there so soon. The depravity.
Gods, where have you been all my life?
Alright, master, if I can recommend, a tight ass might be best fucked in one strike.
Ah! Gods, it hurts!
Huh?
Don't stop! You heard me. Why are you stopping? You've done so well until now. Suddenly you stop because of a little... I am sorry for shouting at you, master. I beg you, don't stop. The pain, it's so delicious.
Impaled my ass. Is it? Oh, gods. It's the collar, isn't it? It makes you control if I can come. You can control when I come. Is that what you wanted, master? To keep me wet? And needy and horny, so that when you finally make me come, I will just squirt out all over whatever pitiful divinity I have left? You are a devious one, master, breaking your toys so soon. I am already broken, master. I am just quivering whore now. You made a goddess crave your cock so much she could never function without it. Please, master, use my pussy again. Make me come. Please, make me yours. Oh, finally! Finally! Yes! Yes, thank you, master! Thank you so much for pounding my pussy! Fuck! Conquer me! Own me! Take me! Oh, fucking claim me! Break me! Use me! Oh, I am already yours! Master! 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 I love you!
close, so fucking close. Oh, fuck the godhead out of me.
Never in my life did I feel this pleasure. It was better than I hoped it to be. Finally, I have you. Or, more accurately, you have me. What will you do with me now, Master? I promise you, whatever depravities you wanted to instill, I love them. I want them. I watched you for so long. I know what you desire, and I want it all. You own me. You conquered this goddess, the most beautiful woman in all creation, with your own hands and cock. Ravaged her in her own temple. Made her scream and moan and plead and cry and come. I am yours. How will you use me? Am I to be locked in chains for eternity? Your personal slave goddess? A being that was worshipped by countless to kneel for you whenever you ask? I will have to, you know. Even if I wanted to. Not that I would. I couldn't resist you. I'm yours. Utterly. Totally. And absolutely. Will you fill me with your seed? Am I to birth countless of demigods for you as you keep filling me with your seed? Will you brand me, Master? Brand this formerly divine skin with your name? What about my orgasms? Will I come for all time, or will you make me beg for release as the stars die out? Or does the sound of a harem excite you? I wouldn't mind, you know. My master deserves only the best. I am sure some goddesses would be curious how a former mortal conquered a former goddess. Maybe they would join you in bed, or me as slave sisters. Will I watch as you conquer them like you did myself? Perhaps. I am only the start. Will there be more like me? Is one goddess not enough to sustain your lust? I guess there remains to be seen. I cannot wait for the rest of our life together. My master...